Well, praise the Lord. Amen. I want to pick up and go a little bit further into what I was talking about last week. I'm on the, about the goodness of God. And see that it's not just limited to God. We are God's children. And so because of what the Word of God has to say, we have the same ability to be good that God is good. All right? But let's start in Luke 18. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, the goodness of God is not a theory. It's not some theory. It's not some theological debate. The goodness of God is not imaginary. The goodness of God is real. It is reality. He is good. It's not just something that we say, and you know, it's not just something. And sometimes, you know, in the church, we like to trick out certain statements, you know. We took what would Jesus do and made WWJD, you know, and made it a whole, put it on bracelet, and everybody forgot to do whatever Jesus would do. Well, we said, God is good all the time. And then we forgot all the time what? We made light of the goodness of God, but God's goodness is not, it is part of his very nature. He is good. In fact, he can't be anything but good. He's naturally good. Amen. It's part of his very nature. God is good. Amen. And he's good to how many? All. And like we said, if it's good, it came from God. If it's not, it came from the devil. God is good. The devil's bad. Like I heard Rush Tatra, who went home to be with the Lord, was traveling across West Africa with Lester Summerall, who has gone home to be with the Lord. And he said that he was driving along, and Brother Lester was just kind of sleeping in the car as he drove across hot West Africa there, you know. And he said, all of a sudden, he said, Lester shouted at the top of his lungs. Now, you can imagine if you're driving along in a car and you think somebody's asleep, and you're just driving and it's silent. Brother Summerall was a little man, but he had a big voice. And he hollered at the top of his lungs, God is everything. You are nothing. Never forget it. Never get it mixed up. And went back to sleep. Brother Tatro, I'll never forget him telling when I was sitting having, with a couple other ministers were having a meal after a service he did. I'll never forget. He said, the look on his face, he said, I can still hear it today. He said, every hair, not on my neck, not on my head, every hair on my body stood straight out. He said, it so shocked me. But he said, I've never forgotten that. And I've never gotten it mixed up. Well, listen, never forget it. God is good and the devil's bad. Don't ever mix them up. All right. Now, we started here last week. Luke 18, verses 18 and 19. I want to start here and then go to our finishing verse from last week and then go on from there, all right? A certain ruler asked him, saying, good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? None is good save one, that is God. Now, you know, in reading that, first of all, Jesus didn't lie, did he? He didn't lie. And he's not trying to be humble. He's not just deflecting here. He's saying, compared to God, why are you calling me good? God is good. All right? He said he's the one that's good. The goodness of God is without rival. There's no man's goodness. There's no goodness of any other being created that can even rival the goodness of God. And in fact, compared to God, you shouldn't even call it good. If you're talking about God's goodness, then whatever, you know. And so when Jesus said, look, you can, and how many of you believe Jesus was a good teacher? And that's what he's saying, you good master. He's saying good teacher. Jesus was a good teacher. The greatest preacher or teacher that ever walked the face of the earth, right? But he said, look, don't call me good. There's one good. That's my Father. He's good. So you know this, if Jesus could say that, then how many of us could say the same thing? If it's good, if anything good came of it, it had to be God. It had to be God. Praise the Lord. And, you know, we're quick to give him his just due on that. Romans chapter 2, we ended here in talking about, we went to several scriptures in the Old Testament that talked about the goodness of God when God came to down and revealed himself to Moses. Moses said, I want to see your glory. And God said, I'm going to hide you in the cleft of the rock. When I pass by, I'll declare. He declared his name to him. And when he said, Jehovah, Jehovah Elohim, merciful and abundant, he said, in goodness. Abundant in goodness. He's naming himself. How many think God knows who he is? Right? And God's not a man that he should lie. So he's not just, you know, trying to puff himself up and make himself look better than he is. He is good, glory to God. And he's good to all. We read that scripture. And then one of the ones that we also read that I really enjoyed was Psalm 107, verses 1 and 2, talked about, the goodness and the mercy of God. And then in verse 2, it said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Now, who has redeemed us out of, you know, talked about that God has redeemed us. But so much of the time, I've heard that scripture say, well, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And we say, oh, I've been redeemed. You know, that's what we're supposed to say. But really in context, it's to say and declare and proclaim that God is good. That God has been good to me. And so with that, God has always been good. He just didn't become good when he raised Jesus from the dead. Decide, well, I better be good now. No. God has always been good. And here in Romans chapter 2, verse 4, he says, Do you despise the riches of his goodness? Riches. You know, most of the time in the King James Bible, the word riches cannot be defined. There's no way it means full supply. And when talking to God, it means without end. He meets all of our needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. In Ephesians, he talks about the riches of his grace. What's that mean? God's so full that every one of us could be extended grace and he's still full. He's rich with grace. Well, he's rich with goodness. God can be good to everybody all at once at the same time and he's still full of goodness. The riches. Don't despise. I was looking up that word despise. I don't know why I never thought to look it up before, but it means to esteem lightly. Don't place a lightness on the goodness of God. Don't esteem it lightly. You know that so much God has been good to us, and a lot of times we don't even pay attention or even recognize it or even thank God for it. Amen. I mean, you think about it. God has been good to you today. Sure he has. Well, what do you mean? Well, did any of you have to stay up late last night and create the oxygen for you to breathe when you woke up and slept all night? Have to create the oxygen? Did any of you have to stay up all night and do that? No, God did it for you. He was good. Amen? Hallelujah. There's so many things, you know. And sometimes, you know, when we just take things for granted. There's been times, you know, in life I've just been thankful there was water. Didn't really care if it was hot or cold, just have some water. Right? You know, and in our day, we take things like electricity. You know, for most of mankind's history, there hadn't been any electricity. It was always there, but they didn't know how to access it. But you know, just something like the electricity, just so thankful for, especially when you go to do without it. He says, in the forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance. The goodness of God. Oh, praise the Lord. He's good. He's good. And that's the message that we are to take. Think about it. The gospel, the good news. That's what that word means. That's the message we've been given to take. Preaching this gospel. Not just preaching it, demonstrating it. The goodness of God. Not just saying God's good, but having a demonstration of the goodness of God. Not just talking about the goodness of God, but demonstrating the good of God, goodness of God. What do I mean? Not just talk about how God's a healer, but demonstrating the healing power of God. Amen? I'm telling you, the goodness of God. The goodness of God is available to everyone tonight. I don't care if you can't. I don't know what the key to in the month she keyed it number. You buy a key that she needed clone down and she get it. You could be here tonight. You haven't even told anyone you're dealing with pain in your body right now. You haven't told anyone. In fact, you've been afraid to go to the doctor. But the Lord's goodness is ministering to you right now. The healing power of God is working in you right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Well, we don't take that for granted, do we? Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. It may not be you, but let's praise him like it was you. Thank you, Father, for your goodness. Hallelujah. Your goodness. Your goodness. Your goodness. Manifested right now. Working right now. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. We don't want to let these things slip. I was talking to a young minister here. We were just messaging with each other this week. And he's been noticing. He said, you know, he'd been fellowshipping with some different ones. And he said, I met another pastor that doesn't really know where they stand on the subject of divine healing now because they've had some setbacks in their own. Don't know where, you know. And that's sad. That's sad. Amen. I'm done talking about revivals. No, let's revive now. I'm done talking about the move. Let's move now. It's here now. It's ready for us now. This world is ready to be taken now with the goodness of God. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody's had nerve pain in your feet. If you check it, it's already healed right now. It's gone. You hadn't even noticed it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If that's you, you checked it. You already checked. You can tell it right now. Just wave your hand at me. You can already feel it right now. Where are you? There's back here. Yes. Here. Here. Already gone. Over here. Nobody had to lay hands on you, even though that's one way to receive. But the goodness of God, the manifestation of God's goodness. He's good to all. And his tender mercies over all of his works. Hallelujah. And it is his goodness. His goodness. Amen. He's good. Glory to God. He's a good God. Let's look at James chapter 1. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Well, we don't mind if he just wants to interrupt anytime he wants, right? Hallelujah. Even though we believe we're speaking by the Spirit, but if the Spirit has something else to say and do along his lines, hallelujah, we're open, aren't we? Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. James 1, verse 17 says, good gift. How many? Every. Good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Every good gift. Where's it come from? God. Comes from him. Hallelujah. God is good, right? And it comes down from him. Now look at Philemon. Only one chapter there. Look at Philemon chapter 1, verse 6. Glory to God. Right in front of the book of Hebrews, if you have trouble finding it. I never noticed it till just right now, but in my Bible, there's not even a page number on there. Because it's only got one chapter and they don't put the page number on a heading. So I can't even tell you what page to turn to. I guess it'd be 1,039 if it's between 1,000. Well, all right. If you got the right Bible. If you don't, then you have to find it in yours. Philemon, we could say chapter 1, verse 6, and in writing it out, you would put the 1, some 6, but look at verse 6 here. That the communication of thy or your faith may become effectual by acknowledging, what do we acknowledge? Every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Now, the communication, the fellowship, your participation and your partnership, that the partner of your faith would become active and powerful. That's what that word effective is there. Active and powerful by acknowledging or recognizing, by having precise and correct knowledge concerning every good thing that is where? In you. Now, remember, if it's good, it had to come from where? God. So he's telling us to recognize and acknowledge every God thing that is in you. And pay attention to the God things that are in you more than you pay attention to anything else. What has God done in you? His goodness in you is greater than, this is not good English, but is greater than the badness in the world. Right? His goodness. The acknowledging of that goodness, every good thing. Now, there's so many times that we make a mistake, I believe, in that we're believing against something instead of acknowledging the good thing that's already in us. Especially when it comes to healing, receiving healing, and anything, really anything that has to do with sin's dominion over us, right? You know, there was no lack until sin entered, right? There was no poverty, there was no sickness, disease, there's no, all that came in because of sin. But thank God in Romans 6 says, sin shall not have dominion over us. That means anything of Satan shall not have dominion. But instead of so much of the time, we're finding out, we're Googling everything there is to find out about this thing. Well, this pain. Now, what does it mean if I have a pain right here? It means you have a pain right there. All right? But let's acknowledge the good thing that's in you. The life of God is in me. The healing, the resurrection power of God is in me. It's working in me. Pain, you have no dominion over me. Whatever the cause of it is, you have no dominion over me in Jesus' name. I take authority over you, glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody's left shoulder. Just start moving it right now. That healing power is working in that left shoulder. John 17, let's turn over there. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I had a talk to a young minister here just recently, and they had, the Lord told him that, had told him something about people that were deaf in their ears and had called. Somebody came up and they ministered to him. It took a while, and ministered to him. But then, they said they got it about 75% open. And then the person said, well, if it gets to 100%, then I can hear my wife too well, so I'm happy where it is. I'm not lying. That's what the person told him. But then someone else after the service came up and said, I didn't say anything. But I was totally deaf in this ear, and it's totally open now. I can hear everything perfectly. Now, never prayed for him. Amen. Now, one way to minister healing is that. But as a child of God, that healing power, that life of God's already in you. It's in you now, working mightily, affecting a healing and a cure. Acknowledge it. Acknowledge it. Hallelujah. Acknowledge it. It's in there. It's working mightily. Hallelujah. 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 John 17, 21. Hey, hallelujah. It says that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me and I'm in you, that they also may be one in us. Well, if the Father was in Jesus, that meant the goodness of God was in him, right? And if we're one in them, then that means the goodness of God is in us. Verse 23, I in them and you in me. Well, if the Father's in Jesus and Jesus is in us and the Father's in Jesus again, he says it, then if the Father's in Jesus and Jesus is in us, then the goodness of God is in us. Amen. He's in us. Glory to God. Now, we know the love of God's been shed and brought in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, right? But not only that, the goodness of God is in us. Go to Colossians chapter 1. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Praise the Lord. And God wants to be good to everybody you meet. And he wants that goodness to flow out of you to them. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter where you are. Amen. Now, God's good to how many? All. Right? All. There's not one person left out that doesn't. There's not one person that potentially God could not be good. God wants to be good to all. All people. That's why he told us, he said, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. It's so easy. If we're not paying attention to what the good things, oh yeah, thank you, Father. You find Colossians 1, look at Colossians 3 real quick. It's so easy to get chapter 3, verse 1. It's so easy to get distracted from the good that's in us, to be looking at everything bad going on around us. And when you look at what's going on around you, then you make people your enemy. People of another nation, of another tribe, as the Bible said, of another kindred, of another tongue. Amen. But if I acknowledge the good things in me, that's what's in me, then I don't have any enemies that are flesh and blood. Right? And I can't afford to, because I want to be like God. I want to be able to be good to all. Everybody. Colossians 3:1 says, if you be then risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Set your affection, or set your mind, I've got a little note in my Bible, on things above, not on things on the earth. See, what's our perspective? What's our perspective? Remember when we sang that song around here, it's been several years now, about heaven, heaven on earth. Heaven is calling for you to come higher. And to paraphrase, to see things from a new point of view. Amen. See, we can't look at things. We can't operate in this goodness if we look at things from a natural standpoint. We've got to look at things from God's standpoint. Do you ever notice how Jesus talked about things? He talked about raising the dead is, we're going to go wake them up. Right? It wasn't like, raise it up. Y'all pray for me. They said, we're going to wake our friend Lazarus sleeping. Let's go wake him up. Yeah. He told the Bible, go wash in the pool of Siloam. He can't see. How's he going to get there? He told a man that had a withered hand, stretch it. You can't stretch out a withered hand. But see, when you see it from heaven's perspective, whoo, glory to God. Now, I'm not telling you write checks for money you don't have in your bank. That's a felony. That'll put you in prison. Right? Don't go in the ditch. Stay in the road. But I am saying we need to start speaking of things the way heaven speaks of them. You know, the Lord's prayer has already been answered. On earth as it is in heaven. Why? Because heaven's in us. Look at Colossians 1:19 now. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now see, heaven is not so much, it's a place, yes, don't get me wrong, I'm not preaching some new doctrine here, but heaven is heaven because who's there? God. Okay? That's why it's heaven. All right? He says here in verse 19, for it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. Who? In Christ. Right? In him. That's what he's talking about. Now look over in chapter 2, verse 9. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And I love verse 10. And you are complete in him. In him. In him. In him is the fullness of God. In him is the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And he's in you. See, everything you were ever going to need, God put in Jesus. Because he knew he was going to put Jesus in you. And had the devil, princes of this world known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Because this is the mystery that has been hidden from the ages. Which is what? Christ in you. The hope of glory. And that goodness is part of that. That goodness is in you. And the more that we acknowledge it, the more it's going to manifest. Romans 15. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Romans 15, 13 and 14 here. See, in him is what? The fullness of the Godhead bodily. What are you full of? Amen. See, are you acknowledging the good thing? Look what Paul said here. Verse 13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. And I myself also am persuaded of you, my brethren, that you also are full of goodness. Whoo! That's what Paul said here concerning them. You're full of goodness. Well, if they're full of goodness, then we're full of goodness. Because they're filled with the same thing we are. Filled with all knowledge, able also to admonish one another. Full of goodness. Now, you think about it. When a sponge is full of water, when you bump up against or you touch that sponge, what comes out? Water. Well, if you're full of goodness, everything that touches you, everything that comes your way, no matter what it is, the goodness of God ought to come out. The goodness of God. Well, it's not just the goodness of God. Really, it's the whole fruit of the Spirit. That's one of the things in Galatians 5. It says that is the fruit. It's the goodness of God. Goodness, love, joy, peace, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness. I love what it says there. Against such, there is no law. Woo, glory to God. Every time I hear that word, like that scripture, I always go back and I think of Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made you free, or set you free from the law of sin and death. Amen. Now, right now, we're all partakers and being blessed by the law of gravity, right? It's a law. It works. But how many of you have had opportunity? How many have ever flown in an airplane? Okay. How many have ever heard of an airplane? All right. through the administering of different laws, the law of gravity can be superseded for a time. All right. But if you shut the engines off, guess what goes back into effect? The law of gravity. Now, if you get out beyond the atmosphere, then you got a whole other set of laws you got to deal with. But in this, he says, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. What's in Christ? The fullness of the Godhead bodily. What's in that? What's in him? What's the fullness? The goodness of God is part of it. That has set us free from the law of sin and death. Everything that has to do with sin and death, we're set free from. Well, what are you saying? You're never going to die? I'm never going to die. Now, this body may quit working, but I am never going to die. And if you're in Christ, you're never going to die either. Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory? There is none. Death has been defeated. And mortal death will one day be laid down at the feet of God. And that last enemy will be put under. But for us, it's done. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at Ephesians chapter 5. Glory to God. Amen. There's so much. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Somebody need to start moving your neck. Do what you couldn't do before. That healing power is working in your neck. You've had a stiff neck, in fact. And you say, well, I'm gonna have to go to the doctor. But if you just act on the life of God in you, it's gonna loosen up for you. When tomorrow? No, right now in Jesus' name. Be loose right now. Let the Spirit of life, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwelling in you, making alive your mortal body. That life that we have now in this mortal body working in us, glory to God, working in your neck right now. In Ephesians 5 verse 9 it says, "For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth." Now notice here, he puts the goodness on the same level as righteousness and truth. Glory to God. See, the goodness of God is not something to take lightly. It's not something to just say, "Oh yeah, God is good. Yeah, you know. But if you look in the Old Testament, what would they do? They would magnify. They'd talk about the goodness of God. It was their battle cry. It was their rallying cry. "For the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever." I mean, they won battles. They didn't even have to fight. They won battles by just going out and singing about it and playing and going out and walking in it. And we have a better covenant established on better promises. But it's the same good God. But he has more access to our lives because we're not his servants. We are his children. Glory to God. You are the nigher, the child. We are the child of God Almighty. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Almighty God is our Father. And he is good. He is good. He is good. One last scripture, chapter 2, verse 10 here. So when you're just reading scriptures about with the word good in it, you caught on. Thank you. Ephesians 2:10. "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them." What do we do with this goodness? Is it just for us? Oh no, it can't be contained. We got work to do. We are his workmanship, created in him unto what? Good works. Good works. Good works. Good works. Well, what do I need? How do I need? Just start being good to people. Just start there. If you don't know what, if you didn't say, "Well, I don't know what I'm called to do," I can guarantee you're called to be good to people. Because God is good. Just start being good to people. Well, what do you mean? Well, how start being nice to people. Start doing good things for people, even when they don't ask. Amen? In fact, in Matthew, Jesus said, "Be good to your enemies." Yeah, how about start there? Find the person that wants you to fail the most and start being good to them. Amen. Yeah. Yeah. Bake them some cookies. If you can bake. Buy him some cookies if you can. Don't ask for him. Just take it to him. "What's this for?" "Oh, I just wanted to, well, just want you to know God's good. Here's some cookies." Be good to people. Amen. Raise your hands. Thank God that he's been good to us. Father, we just thank you and praise you. We give you glory and honor in this place. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. You are good, Lord, and your mercy endures forever. Thank you for being good to us, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, before we stand up, do we have anybody that's here for the very first time? It's your very first service at Rhema Bible Church. Would you be so bold as to raise your hand? I didn't do it at the beginning of the service, but we can do it now. Anybody here for the very first time? Maybe all the first. Anybody? Raise your hand. Just anybody? Anybody? Maybe they left already because, where? Oh, right here. Praise the Lord. Show them, right, see right there? Raise your hand again so I can see. There you go. Praise the Lord. Give them a better hand clap than that. Amen. Thank you for being here. They're going to take you and give you a gift from Pastor and Mrs. Hagen here and the Rhema Bible Church family. On behalf of them, we're so glad that you're here. Amen. If you're looking for a church home, what we say, church? Welcome home. If you're traveling in our area, make this your home away from home every time you are with us. Have you guys moved here from Mason City? Have you made the move? Praise the Lord. Amen. What was that about? Never mind. I'm sorry. I just saw somebody I knew. Amen. All right, let's all stand up together. Now, if you need prayer for anything tonight, come on down here. Our ladies on my right, the men on my left, come pray with them, men to the men, ladies to the ladies. They'll pray with you according to the word of God, because the word of God, if we ask anything according to his will, we know he hears us. And if he hears us, we have the petitions we have desired of him. Right? So they're going to pray with you according to the word of God, because that's where results come from. So if you need prayer for anything, come up and see them. If not, God bless you. We'll see you back on Sunday morning. Pastor will be here in the pulpit, so you want to make sure that you're here ready to go. Praise the Lord. God bless you.